Big news yesterday in terms of job creation in the state. The online retail giant Amazon will call Northern Kentucky home for a worldwide cargo hub. Seattle-based Amazon has committed to invest almost $1.5 billion and bring nearly 3,000 new jobs to the region. Now, that would top the Delta hub expansion that they did out at the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport back in 1993. If Amazon follows through on its commitment, it's the largest one-time business deal ever executed in Northern Kentucky, according to the president of the Northern Kentucky Economic Development Corporation. Well, we have on the phone with us now a former Secretary of State, and he is the CEO of the Northern Kentucky Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back to the program, Trey Grayson. Good afternoon, Mr. Grayson.
Good afternoon, Cruiser. Nice being back with you.
Yeah, nice to be back with you. How have you been?
I'm well. I'm well. And we're obviously beaming after yesterday's announcement up here.
How long was this in the works or in negotiation?
You know, late last year, a search firm reached out to the economic development folks here. It kind of very secretive, didn't say it was Amazon. So, you know, for a few months, Amazon had been piloting an air transit program or air hub out in Wilmington, which is about halfway between Cincinnati and Columbus, since 2015, to kind of test it out and see how if it worked. And obviously they were trying to figure out whether, you know, what it would work and then where do you want to put it. And so they reached out, you know, 5-6 months ago, and yesterday's announcement was the fruition of all that.
So did you, and you didn't have any heads up before they made the announcement that they were, what they were going to announce?
Well, when they first reach out, the consultants just kind of keep it very generic. And so eventually they'd say, you know, it's Amazon and here's, and so yeah, there was negotiation going back and forth. I mean, you had to have a special meeting yesterday of the airport board and the state authority for some tax incentives and things like that. But it was very secretive. You know, there was a little bit of rumor going around, but most people in our community, most business leaders were shocked when this announcement came out yesterday. Pleasantly shocked.
Why does Amazon, why is it so secretive? Is that a competitive concern? They don't want Walmart. Walmart just came out with big news yesterday. They've got some sort of system now that, you don't have to pay a fee like you do with Amazon Prime to get free delivery or delivery within, within 2 days if you spend $35, I guess, initially. Is it because of that kind of competitive concern, or was it because Ohio was also in the running to get this?
Yeah, Ohio was in the running, and so I think part of it's probably a little bit of both. One, from my understanding of Amazon, that they tend to be a little bit more private about matters. And then the second piece is when you do have these economic development deals going on, there are multiple states or jurisdictions or localities that are trying to get the same project. And so by keeping it private, you know, they're probably keeping it private to get better deals, right? So, so it's a little bit of both. And then the other thing is, you know, obviously the competitive pressures just, but this was not the fact that Amazon wanted to do something like this to create their own air hub. Essentially, they're not really going to compete with UPS or FedEx. This is really going to complement. They're still going to use UPS and FedEx, but they have so much capacity needs, and this is a way so that those Prime, Amazon Prime customers, I'm one of them, and I pay my $99 a year.
Yeah, we are too.
Yeah. Most people, a lot of people are. Plus, you get all the videos and everything else.
Yeah.
That they can get those products quicker, and that's their competitive advantage is being able to get those products quicker. It's like, you know, going to the grocery store without leaving your house.
We beat out the Wilmington Air Park. I'm thinking maybe one reason we beat them out is the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport. Sounds to me, I've never been to the Wilmington Air Park, but that sounds tiny.
It's not, yeah, Wilmington is about halfway between Cincinnati and Columbus. It's like exit 50. And the irony for Wilmington is we have a big DHL cargo facility at our airport. And we also, a few years ago, took DHL from Wilmington. But CVG, those who've been on the grounds, a lot of the land around that airport is owned by the airport for expansion, for buffers, and for things like this. I mean, they had the foresight to lock up the land so that when somebody like Amazon says, hey, we'd like to put a big sorting facility and land a bunch of planes and we need some, you know, places to put our planes, CVG could say, yeah, we can do that. We can handle that. It's also, you know, you got 2 million people in a metropolitan region, Greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. So the workforce area, it's much more attractive than something that's halfway between Columbus and Cincinnati. And I will give kudos to the governor. Governor Bevin got on the phone and was personally involved with this. And, you know, he's a business guy and can talk business with these folks, and he was a real asset. And this is not the first time I've heard that from some of the folks in our community where he's helped to close a deal.
Tell me about the number of jobs. How many full-time jobs? How many of these jobs would be part-time? And what's the average pay expected to be?
So it's about 600 full-time initially. They think it'll be up to 2,700. Some of those will be part-time. The average sort of non-managerial level job would be $26 an hour. So that's a pretty good job for, you know, some of the non-skilled jobs. 40 aircraft. So however many pilots will be included in that. And you got to think that given Amazon's growth trajectory, that this is phase one, that there's room for expansion. Actually, CBG has a couple parcels they've already identified that Amazon could lease to build, to go even further if this thing continued to grow. And, you know, our hope up here is that this becomes something like what happened in Louisville, where once UPS had its footprint there, they kept expanding and growing and growing. You know, we've seen that with DHL, with its international hub at CBG, and if Amazon could do the same thing, it'd be great. But if it were just, you know, 600 jobs, 2,700 overall, you know, that'd be fine too. We're good. You know, whatever it happens to be is outstanding.
Yeah, Amazon's going to build several facilities on nearly 920 acres of CVG land, including a 3 million square foot sorting facility and 350,000 square foot loading dock. It plans to build enough ramp space to house 100 cargo jets, more than what DHL already has there. Amazon already has a sorting facility near CVG. That probably helped too.
Definitely. They've got a couple thousand employees that work out there every day.
Yeah. Airport officials aren't certain whether work there will complement efforts on the airport's grounds. I saw the governor on television on a little news bite this morning where he was talking about not only these jobs, but there would be other support jobs that would also be created as a result of what Amazon's doing. What kind of support jobs that would, besides just what Amazon plans to hire to get their stuff moved at Cincinnati Airport?
Well, what happens is people want to be near Amazon. Again, you've seen this done in Louisville with UPS, for example. I mean, I just turned in a phone to Gazelle. They bought a used iPhone, my daughter's old iPhone, and I shipped it to Louisville. And Gazelle is in Louisville because UPS's hub is in Louisville. So you start to get other companies that want to be part of the Amazon family or the Amazon ecosystem locating their facilities near Amazon. Plus, you'll have some service. They'll have some third-party contractors and things like that. So it's not just the literal Amazon jobs that you get here. It's all these other companies that want to be in a place like that. And then you have just signaling to everybody, look, you know, we're a great location for cargo. We're a great location for transit. So, you know, hey, you ought to come here as well.
This, Trey, this is what, 2,700 jobs here. There were already going to be 1,000 jobs in Kentucky as part of their nationwide hiring expansion. So that's we're approaching 4,000 jobs just in the last couple of months from Amazon, a company that, I don't know, a decade ago or less wasn't even around.
No, I have a funny story about that. I had a college roommate who got a job offer to work for Amazon probably 1998. He was just graduating from business school, and Amazon back then just sold books. And I remember I got a book from Amazon. It was kind of cool. You could, you know, could had a big selection online. They shipped it to you. And his name's Randy. And Randy's like, yeah, Amazon thinks they can sell more things than books. And I'm like, I don't know about that. I mean, the books, that makes sense. But, you know, they really going to buy other stuff? I don't know. I guess it's a bookstore. He's like, yeah, I'm not sure either. He didn't go work for him. Probably should have.
Oh, man. It could have been on the ground 1998. He'd been on a ground floor.
Yeah, think about that. Yeah, he got a good job and his life's been good. But this is kind of a funny story because I remember my reaction was, they're just a bookstore. They can't sell all that other stuff. And I just think about now how many jobs. I mean, what you just described, those are the new jobs for Amazon in Kentucky. I mean, they probably have 10,000 employees in Kentucky.
Right.
With the facilities in Lexington, Louisville, Campbellsville, up by us. There's probably some other spots. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And the other thing that's kind of cool about this for our airport is that Amazon, every time they land a plane, they have to pay a landing fee, and it's based on weight. So those planes have a lot of stuff on them, and they're heavy. Well, it reduces the overall cost of the airport. So that brings more revenue in, which means the cost to operate the airport are shared, you know, by another party, which means more low-cost carriers can come in because it just makes it cheaper to operate a passenger plane.
Yeah.
So there's just so many domino effects from this. It's just a great, you know, it's just a great day in Northern Kentucky, all of Kentucky, and in greater Cincinnati, it's just exciting.
Any idea when Amazon is going to start the hiring process to fill these jobs?
I think pretty soon. They've told us that they're going to start bringing some of the planes in late spring, early summer, April, I guess. And so they're going to use DHL's facility in the short run to help do some of the short sorting. So they haven't been too public beyond that. But, you know, April, they'll get them here, and they've they've authorized the airport to finalize the lease agreement. So, you know, it might be a year or two before they ramp up to be fully staffed, but they're good. They're not waiting, you know, bringing those planes in April.
Well, I tell you what, anything that can bring good quality jobs to this state, man. I mean, kudos to everybody involved that got this thing done. You probably noticed that on the Trump infrastructure to-do list is the Brent Spence Bridge. Now, of course, objections to tolling from mainly Northern Kentucky legislators have sort of stalled the project in the legislature. Are you hearing anything, Trey, in your position now with the new administration? The governor seems to be close to the new administration. That there might actually be a significant move toward getting that bridge replaced.
Yeah, there's some activity going on. A lot of it's below the radar screen. Obviously, this announcement actually makes it a little bit more urgent that you do something, because that's going to put more employees and trucks on the road. But right now, the state of Kentucky is doing a study of the whole Brent Spence Bridge corridor to make sure that the plan is the correct plan, to kind of get the governor up to speed. He's still, you know, relatively new in his office. And so in last year's budget, they put some money aside, and there should be a report due at the end of this year. Every time he's in our area, he talks about the need to get this thing done. And so our thought is that this plan will come out. You know, the study will come out in the late fall, early winter. Hopefully by then we'll know whether the administration and Congress has any additional federal resources that might be available. And Trump keeps talking about infrastructure, and this is one of the items near the top of his list.
That was number two. Yeah.
Number two, yeah. And we've got, you know, Secretary Chow in charge of transportation. Yeah. I mean, she can't, like, print money from that job and send it down to us. But obviously we know that if there's any opportunity for the transportation cabinet to have some influence on priorities and things like that, she understands the importance of this project. So our hope is that maybe next year in the budget session, and that might be a little bit of aggressive, but by next year's budget session, we can figure how do we, you know, what are we going to build, how are we going to pay for it, and let's get that thing done. But that study's going on right now. So the study's finished. We are kind of in a holding pattern, but Governor Bevin's public comments have been really reassuring, and he pledged again with this announcement that we have to make sure we have the infrastructure in place to handle things like this.
Will there be tolling? I mean, can this be done without tolling? Are there ways that they're looking at trying to do this without charging tolls?
Or is one thing that you can do and is there's a way to borrow against future gas tax revenues. That's called a Garvey bond, and the governor has talked about doing that. It is a challenge right now, unless there's additional federal dollars that come through, to do this without tolling, because you have to do some type of local revenue piece to generate some new money. We just don't have enough money in Kentucky right now. But maybe if they shrink the size of the project, we get some additional federal dollars. The governor makes this important enough a priority. We'll figure it out. I mean, he's pledged. He still says we can do it without tolls, and you know, we'd rather have it without tolls.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can do it.
Yeah, I would rather have it without tolls too. And if let's say there's tax reform where we drastically lower the repatriation rate for companies to bring money. I just saw this week what Apple, the cash stash they're sitting on. You start bringing in some of this money overseas that comes back into this country, some of that could be used for these kinds of very critical infrastructure projects like the Brent Spence.
Yeah, it could be. That's something Senator Paul's been working on for the last couple of years, is trying to capture that. You know, a lot of people want to spend that money in a lot of different ways,
sure.
But infrastructure investment is something people generally agree on.
Given how cordial our politics have been, Trey, I guess you can't wait to get right back in, can you?
Yes, it is just a lovely time in politics.
It's a love fest.
I'm sure it's good, though, for ratings on the talk show. Right?
Yeah, I mean, Trump is Trump's a promotional tool for talk radio. I mean, he truly is. And it's not just me saying that. You can look at the chatter within the industry. But you've been out of it for a while, and I bet you're sitting back just going, ain't no way I'm getting back in that pool.
It's I will say it is nice, you know, working on at the chamber and fighting on behalf of my region. I still go down to Frankfurt to try to get some good bills passed. But yeah, I'm enjoying being on the sideline right now and being a dad. And that's not just a politician.
speak.
That's real.
Yeah. No, I think that's a genuine sentiment.
Yeah,
Trey, it was great to talk to you again. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us this.